had a scriptural title for the message the Lord had put on my heart to share this morning, and felt like the Lord just very forcibly put a little different slant on the message He'd given me to share today. Day late and a dollar short. Has anybody ever been a day late and a dollar short? You know what that means, don't you? Too little, too late. I remember before, and actually I think I've been on both sides of this one. A while back I was in the grocery store and I just bought a small item and I went to pay for it. And I don't remember if I didn't have the cash or I just didn't have the cash with me. A debit card or something else. I made a little comment. I may have not even had my bill with me. I don't even remember. And the lady that was checking out for me, she said, "Here, let me just take care of it." And she paid for my item for me. And I said, "You don't need to do that." She said, "Oh no, let me just pay for it for you." And because I was a dollar short is what the issue was. I know if I had any cash, I know I was at least a dollar short. And she paid it for me because I was lacking. And have you ever been in line and someone was sitting there counting their change and their dollar bills and their change and they were lacking? And you could see this helpless look on their face trying to decide what to do. And it was like it's just as easy to pull out your billfold and say, here, let me make up the difference here and pay for it for someone else. It's a blessing when you have someone do that for you. Too little, too late. Sometimes things happen and there's an opportunity and you think you're going to seize the opportunity. And then you recognize that you were a day late. Someone else bought it before you got to it. Maybe you found something you wanted to buy and you went in, you're going to buy it and you are all excited about what you were going to do. Then you found out the sale went off yesterday. Or someone else bought it. It's not available anymore. Spiritually speaking, there are times that we're just preaching where we live now. Times spiritually that you're going to find yourself a day late and a dollar short. There's going to be times in life that you may have had a desire for something, to do something just like God intended. And you were a day late and a dollar short. You missed an opportunity. Maybe the Lord gave you a burden to do something and you weren't as quick to be obedient. It wasn't that you intended to be disobedient, but you weren't as quick to maybe follow through like you should have, and then it was too late. A time that maybe you found yourself in a situation that your purpose was to do right, as we heard in Sunday school, and yet you were a dollar short. You didn't have the patience that you should have had, and you really intended to be more patient in the situation. Maybe you intended to have the long suffering and forgiveness that you should have, but yet you got in the middle of a situation and maybe some words were spoken that you look back and realize, you know what, I was a dollar short. Maybe you were $2 short. I was lacking in what the Lord wanted. This morning, the Lord Jesus came to minister not to those that were always on time and a pocket full of money. Jesus came to minister to those that were disenfranchised. Jesus came to minister to those that had been rejected. Jesus came to minister to the abject failures in life. Jesus came to minister to those that did not have the ability themselves to overcome things in their life. That is who Jesus came to. You read and study in the scripture and you will find that Jesus came and He ministered most to the poor people. Because those that think they have it all together, those that think their pocket, their billfold's full of money, and they're seizing every opportunity, do you realize they don't recognize their neediness of the Lord as much as poor people? And it is true that it is much, that the gospel spreads much more easily
in impoverished societies than it does here in America. People are more ready to recognize, I have a need. Now, whether it's physical or temporal, there is still a neediness in their life that they recognize, and they are much more willing to be open to the things of God. I'd like to begin over in the 14th chapter of Luke, in the 16th verse. Luke chapter 14, there's a very familiar story that Jesus told. Jesus said, a certain man made a great supper, and he bade many. Do you know the Lord, the message of the gospel is to all people. It's to everyone, rich, poor, everybody. Doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter what language you speak. It doesn't matter what family you came from. And it doesn't matter what church you grew up in. The message of the gospel was to all people. And so he made a great supper, and he sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. Do you know he's talking here about the Jews? They were the chosen. The Jews were the elect. And the message went out to the Jews, and we know the Jews as a body of people generally rejected Christ as the Son of God. He said they began to make excuse. The first said, I bought a piece of ground and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee have me excused. I bought a piece of ground. In other words, I was on time. I was on time and I had enough money and I'm successful. So I don't have time to spend for the things of God like maybe you're wanting me to because I am a success. I bought a piece of ground. And so the message went also that to someone else. Another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen. That doesn't sound like a poor person. Poor people don't have oxen. Now, if you have a yoke of oxen, you are blessed. Because your field gets plowed more easily. If you have 5 yoke of oxen, it means you have enough land to have a need to have 5 yoke of oxen. And he said, I go to prove them. In other words, I need to take care of being a good steward. And I need to take care of the oxen, if we put a spiritual twist on it, that God has blessed me with. And that was an excuse to neglect coming to the supper that the Father had invited them to. And another said, I've married a wife. And you know who created the institution of marriage? It was God. So I've married a wife, something that you created this plan. I've married a wife and therefore I cannot come. Reading those few verses there, I don't see a picture of people who are a day late and a dollar short. But I also see a picture of people who were caught up in lawful cares of life and neglected that which was most important, and that was the issues of the soul. And the servant came and showed his Lord these things, and the master of the house became angry. And he said, go quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is no room. The Jews rejected Jesus, and it's a illustration of the message of the gospel going out to the Gentile people. People that had generally been ostracized by the Jews. If you were a Gentile, or a Samaritan, you were no better than a dog. Actually, they were really, in essence, first cousins too. Because the Samaritans were, they were part Jew. But they had intermixed with people of other nations. And they were looked down upon. But here, the master said, go out into the lanes and bring in the poor and the halt and the maimed. Go bring in those that have been a day late and a dollar short. I hope we get the message this morning. Go out and bid them come to a wonderful banquet that I provided for those that were not able to lift themselves up. to those that have needs in their life, for those that when you see them walking, they're halt. They're not walking properly. To those that have missed opportunity, they didn't maybe desire to be out on the streets. They didn't choose to be poor, but because of circumstances in life, they've been a day late and a dollar short. And the message of the gospel was, go out and tell them to come into the Father's house. And the servant said, these things we have done. And then the Lord said, go out into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in that my house may be filled. Go out now not only on the streets, not only to the Gentiles, but go out in the highways and the hedges, the places that are off the beaten path, and go and compel them and entreat them that there's a master. There's a wonderful wedding banquet that you've been invited to. There's something wonderful in store by someone that possesses all things. He said, go and compel them to come in. You know, I am so thankful this morning that the gospel message was to those that were a day late and a dollar short. Because I am not a Jew by birth this morning. I'm a Gentile by birth. I'm not a Jew. I'm not a rich man. I've had physical needs. I've had problems. I've had things in life. But do you know that that's who the Lord came to bring the gospel to? When we look on ourselves this morning, and if you ever come to a place that you feel like you're not good enough, you're not good enough to attain, have the blessings of God, I want to tell you something. That's the devil telling you that. Because the message of the gospel was for all of us. To those that are a day late and a dollar short, Jesus Christ came and He died on the cross for you, and it's not because of our worthiness. It's not because of where we were born or how we were born. Jesus came for all people and He said, go compel them to come in. Oh, this morning I want you to be encouraged in the Lord to know that He is still compelling us to come in. And then we can look on. So let's take this a step further. And people can look on and say, okay, but you all are in the church of God and you think you're pretty spiritual and you just don't really know how the world works, and your problems aren't the same as everybody, and you kind of have this utopia that... I've got news for people that think that. Saints are people too, aren't they? We have problems, we have trials, we have temptations, and folks, we are still sometimes a day late and a dollar short. And the Lord is not interested in casting anybody out. The Lord is not interested in saying you're not good enough because you had a failure. Has anybody here ever failed the Lord? And you think, well, you knew better because you've had doctrinal teaching, you've had examples, you've been in a church that teaches truth, and there is no excuse for your behavior. Well, frankly, who of us does have an excuse? But do you know the Lord Jesus died for us? That when we were felt falling short and we miss opportunities, the Lord is there with His love to say, I accept you and I want you and I care for you and I'm not kicking anybody out, but I want you to come and enjoy the blessings of the Lord. If anybody here ever feels like you're not quite ever spiritual enough, and you live under that kind of cloud, I want to expose the enemy this morning. It is not God that is making you feel that way. Jesus came to us that could just be willing to acknowledge that, yes, Lord, I'm human. And yes, Lord, I came through this battle and I should have done better, but Lord, I was a day late and a dollar short, and I'm sorry. And the Lord is not going to cut you off. He said, go out in the highways and the hedges. Go out to the people that, are homeless. And we look at people that are, have you ever seen someone walk away from God, go deep into sin, see hard things happen? You say, well, they're getting what they deserve. Really? What would life be for you like for you if you got what you deserved? What would life be for me if we got what we deserved? No, Jesus died for those people. And for those that should have known better and did know better, that's who Jesus came for. He said, go compel them to come in. When they fell short, the Lord is interested in each and every one of us this morning. And He knows, the scripture says that He knoweth our frame, that we are dust. And you know what? He pities us. He's moved with compassion. The problem is not always as much that we fall short sometimes. The problem lies when we fail to acknowledge where we fall short. I don't want anybody to go away and say, Brother Michael was saying we can't live a life of victory. But living a life of victory, we're still human. And as we already heard, those that were in Sunday school and here this morning, we are human, and there are places that everybody, even after you've had your Pentecost, has been a day late and a dollar short spiritually. And then what is our message to those people? What is our message to everybody here that has really done everything you knew spiritually to do and it seemed like something was missing and you failed? Stop going to church. Give up on God. Think everybody's a hypocrite. Think it's not real. Or can we remember this morning that the message of the gospel was one of healing, it was one of restoration, and it was one of love to those that were a day late and a dollar short. And He said, compel them to come. Don't tell them to stay away. Don't isolate yourself. If anybody ever ought to have a desire to come into the presence of God, it's us when we are at our neediest. This ought to be a spiritual hospital this morning. It's not because we're so much better than anybody else out in the world. It's because we recognize our neediness, and I recognize we can't do it by ourselves, and I am desperately in need of the power of God in my life on a daily basis. But the devil would like to press you down. The devil would like you to feel like you're not quite as spiritual as other people. And he is trying to make you feel that way so you cannot perform like God wants you to perform. Folks, when we recognize it is not in me to start with, then I can begin to place my faith in God that in my neediness, the Lord can still work. And as a side note, may the Lord help us to look on one another with that same perspective that, you know what, maybe sometimes my brother or sister's a day late, and maybe they fell a little bit short, but Lord, help me to recognize how you are still compelling them to come closer to Him, just like you've been, and been so merciful as you have been with me. We're not going to take the time to read all the scripture that I had on my heart this morning or for the message today, but do you remember, and I shared that 2 Sundays ago over at the nursing home with Brother Cook, but when the woman broke the alabaster box over Christ and gave the best that she had, there were those, and you can find this in the 7th chapter of Luke, that those that felt like they were spiritually had it all together. Alright? Those that didn't recognize their neediness. They sat back and looked at that. They said, you know what? If he knew what manner of woman that was, he wouldn't have let her do that. Or let a sinful woman, was it, wipe his feet with her hair? If he really knew what manner of woman that was, you know, how can he really be the Son of God? Jesus knows exactly what manner of person you are this morning. And he will not despise or reject you. You know, that really goes without any caveats this morning. That woman, and this is the crux of it though, that woman came with a heart of worship, recognizing I am unworthy. This is where the Lord does cast out. Remember the man that came to the wedding feast without a wedding garment? And he was cast out? The wedding garment was something that was provided. And he rejected it. It's like coming to the Lord and then saying, I'm not going to do it the way you want me to, and I'm going to come and do it my own way. Doesn't that have a spirit of haughtiness and pride? But when we come and say, Lord, I just don't have what I need. And the Lord says, here's a wedding garment. And then you sit down and, you know, the Lord's coming back for a church without spot, isn't he?
Yeah.
But in life, sometimes you look down and say, oh, I've got a spot on my shirt. Well, now you have opportunity to get it cleaned up, don't you? How many of us married brethren say, oh, honey, I've got something on my shirt. Can you get some spray on that? You know, before it settles in, before it stains it permanently, we've got something to put on it. So if you realize that there's a spot in your garments this morning, the Lord's not here to just cut you off and say, oh, you've got a spot in your garment. But the Lord says, here, while you recognize it, if you'll come in humility and recognize it, I'll help you with that. I've got something I can do for you that will lift you up and raise you up.
Yes.
Jesus was walking down the road over in the 9th chapter of Matthew, and he called Matthew to follow him. And Matthew immediately left his seat of custom. And he went to his house and he prepared a banquet, if you will, a feast for Jesus and those that were with him. And there were many sinners that were in that place. But there were also those that did not recognize their neediness, the Pharisees and the publicans. And they looked on and they began to criticize because Jesus was a friend, was he not? To sinners, to those that just, you'd think, wow, they've really made a mess of things. And Jesus loved them. And in their criticism, Jesus turned to them and he spoke very beautifully. And I'm just going to read it in the 9th chapter of Matthew. He spoke in the 12th verse, he said, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. Who of us here this morning does not need a physician? I need a physician because I'm needy this morning. And the Lord knows that. And the gospel did not go to those that had it all together. The gospel went to those that recognize I need more than what I have in my own strength. Go ye and learn what that meaneth. You know the Lord wants us to learn this lesson this morning. Go and learn what this meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance. And we say, but I'm not sinning. See, the Lord lifted me out of that. But I'm still human. And there's still things the Lord is wanting us to grow in. And there's still places in our lives that God is wanting to perfect. But how can He perfect us this morning, saints, if we don't recognize our neediness? Recognizing our neediness is not weakness. It's the key to our strength this morning. It is a key to our strength to recognize that, Lord, I need you. And I'm coming in our own inadequacies. Do you know that sometimes, I'm preaching to home folks now, there is a little difficulty from time to time. There can be little groups among the saints. Have you noticed that? There's these little groups that are kind of little borderline, little get a little too worldly. This is reality now. Then there are some that are holding a good standard, but they've got some self-righteousness. There's a group of those among us. They're self-righteous. And it's uncomfortable to be around them. It's not because they're standards, because they think they're so much better than everybody else. And then there's those that I'm talking about two extremes now. You've got all these, what does the Lord want from us? To hold a strong, good, careful walk with God. But at the same time, recognizing it's not our righteousness. It's not by what the works that we're doing, because I am needy and desperate for a physician. So Lord, I need you desperately. And if you ever feel like that you're not accepted, you know, people come to church, sometimes they feel like they're just kind of on the outside. Sometimes it's something going on up here. Because if you don't want to be a part, you will feel isolated, when really it's a decision you're making up here to isolate yourself. You know how I know that? You figure it out. The reality is that God has a desire to accept all of us this morning. He's not cutting us off. If you have a heart desire to follow the Lord, the Lord has a desire to wrap you up in His arms of love and acceptance, not because you're perfect, but because your heart is perfect in recognizing, I am desperately in need of the Lord's help in my life. And so when you have a day, or you have a week, that it just seems like you're just not quite measuring up like you ought to, if you will recognize that fact, don't ostracize yourself from God, but know that Jesus came to minister to us in that place when we fall short. Very briefly, I'd like to read a couple of more scriptures this morning. In Psalms 102, and we will be done shortly, but these are some beautiful passages of scripture. Psalms 102, verse 17, verse 16. When the Lord shall build up Zion, He shall appear in His glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. You know, the Lord's not going to despise the prayer of the destitute, but rather those that built up Jerusalem, do you know who they were? They were those that had been in captivity and in Babylon. So if you ever start feeling destitute, don't be discouraged. But don't wallow in self-pity this morning. Don't wallow in our failures. Don't allow the enemy to keep us chained to what might be a spot on your garment. But acknowledge it to the Lord and bring it to Him. Psalms 147. Psalms 147, verse 2 and 3. It said, the Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathereth together the outcast of Israel. He healeth the broken heart, and He bindeth up their wounds. You know, that ought to give us hope this morning. It ought to give hope in time of failure. Hope in time where it feels like you're a day late and a dollar short spiritually. The Lord is there to make up the difference if you will keep your heart open to the Lord. That's the key, folks. Keep your heart open. Keep your heart and your mind cognizant of the fact and the realities that we need the Lord today. And you know, the Lord uses imperfect people to spread a perfect gospel. You know that? He used the outcast of Israel. Those that had been in captivity, He used them to come back and rebuild the temple at Jerusalem. That's God's business. The Lord has a job for each and every one of us here this morning. And you may say, but I'm not quite there. You are there when you recognize your need before the Lord with an open heart. In closing, in John 6:37, Jesus said, "He that cometh to me," and if you want a more spiritual title, this was it. "He that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." He that cometh, I'm not going to cut him out. I'm not going to cast him off. I'm not going to cut him off. I'm not going to reject them. And so, when you fall short, don't walk away. Don't give up. Don't think that there's not a place of victory for you. But I want you to know that when we pray from a destitute place and we come to the Lord, Jesus said, "I will in no wise cast them out." Yes.